Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big...
Shut up.
Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM. The Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 14. Did I get all five? 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Right. The audio path of totality. Thank you. Back in. No Facebook live stream today. All right. Later on, we've got Dimitri Graffiti, a great opportunity for you to. By the way, I'm amazed more people aren't taking advantage of that to express their support or contempt for Donald Trump, for President Trump, and for this insane war in Iran that Israel essentially blackmailed us into doing. Israel, from all the sources that I've been getting, Israel essentially has said, if you don't fight our war for us, then we're going to use our nukes. A lot of people think, and I think correctly, that Israel has nukes. They've never signed on to this nuclear non-proliferation treaty. Nuclear reactor base that they have in Demona, something like that, was almost hit by the Iranian missiles. You know, for a country that supposedly has been leveled by American might, the Iranians are... Look, I hate the mullahs. I'm glad they're dead. I hate Sharia law and all of that stuff. But Iran, they keep fighting back. They keep pouring missiles and just doing lots and lots of damage in Israel. The censorship in Israel is unbelievable. You can't see the damage. You have to get information from other countries using satellites and drones or whatever to see the damage being done in Israel. And I stand by my statement that Bibi Netanyahu is still dead. Iran said that they had bombed his hiding place, and he and his brain trust there were all killed. And no one has seen Bibi Netanyahu meeting with any foreign leader, any dignitary, or meeting in the public at all. And they've issued AI videos pretending that he's alive. This... I will bet you your last dollar this man is still dead, and a lot of his brain trust as well, that the Iranians actually did get him, which is really quite astonishing. And the American media won't even talk about it. They won't even talk about it. They'll and when the reporters there at the White House are talking with Trump, nobody, let me rephrase this. If I was a reporter at the White House, and I was allowed to ask President Trump a question, you know, with all the gaggle of other reporters there, I said, Mr. President, my question is this. Is Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu alive? Do you know if he's alive? I think the answer would be very telling. I think he's dead. And they're just playing along, pretending that he is alive with these AI videos and all that. But as far as I know, I'm probably the only talk host in America, certainly the only one that I can name, who is telling you that when Iran made the statement that they got Netanyahu and his brain trust and all that, and it was not disputed. There was no evidence disputing that. And where Netanyahu still has not been seen in public interacting with real live human beings. I'm telling you, this guy's dead. Remember, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. All right, so there's that. Also with Israel, and we'll get to the Hancock County schools thing in just a bit. My God in heaven, what a clown show that thing is. And how these board members, Hancock County School Board, still have jobs is beyond me. Why they have not all been essentially fired by the state of West Virginia is beyond me. 140-some-odd extra jobs, yeah, and you know most of them are going to be for their buddies, for their relatives, for their spouses, for their kids, for their neighbors, for their, you know, aunts and uncles and everything else. You know that's what's going on there. Hancock County Schools is pretty much the poster child for why we need to eliminate the real estate taxation in each state, but certainly in West Virginia, certainly in Ohio, certainly in Pennsylvania, but we need to eliminate it. The Hancock County Schools, perfect example of why we have got to repeal real estate taxation, because nothing changes. And their answer is always the same. Well, if you just give us more money, we'll be able to do a better job and hire more of our relatives and all that. Meanwhile, the proficiency scores for reading and math and science are an abomination. West Virginia at the bottom there with Mississippi, it's beyond pathetic. We'll get to that in just a bit. But back to Israel being run by monsters. And again, I'm someone who for decades, very strong supporter of Israel. I still believe that Israel has the right to kill any member of Hamas or Hezbollah or any other organization trying to kill them. I have no problem with that whatsoever. You kill the enemy until he surrenders. That's what America did and continues to do. That's what I have no problem Israel doing that. The problem is that Israel has lost its collectively lost its mind these days. They are killing innocent people. We're not talking terrorists. We're not talking Hezbollah or Hamas. We're talking innocent people who are living on the West Bank, who are living in Lebanon, who are in Gaza. The genocide being committed today, as we are right here, as I speak with you today, the genocide being committed by the Israeli government, and they're allowing Israeli gangs, they call them settlers, but they're really gangs, to terrorize non-Jews on the West Bank, non-Jews being Christians and Muslims, and you know, God knows what else is living there, and also in Lebanon. And the game plan here is, because they're so messianic, the game plan is that it's going to be a greater Israel, that if they kill all of these people who are not Jewish and take over their land, it'll be a bigger country, and then they can build this third a temple or whatever's going on there, that some kind of a biblical thing that they have, and they have no problem doing whatever they need to do, including to America, in order to achieve their goals. The genocide, I do not use the term lightly, the genocide going on right now, committed by Israel, not against terrorists, but against innocent people, bombing hospitals and schools and everything else, it's incomprehensible to me. Those Epstein files, really, you know, that just opened my eyes to what kind of satanic monsters, billionaire boosters of Israel, who are willing to do anything for the greater good of making it a greater Israel, killing innocent people, tens of thousands. It is horrific beyond belief. It's horrific. And Israel blackmails us. They blackmail us. I've got the audio. A lot of people think that Israel has nukes. They probably do. They probably worked on them with France in the late 50s, early 60s, and then South Africa. There was apparently a nuclear bomb test in the either the Indian Ocean or the Pacific Ocean that was picked up by satellite, that everybody pretty much thinks there's a very, very high probability that Israel does have nukes. They don't know how many. They don't know how well they can be delivered, but they absolutely, people believe they do have nukes. And so back to this blackmailing thing. There's a guy named Jonathan Pollard, American, who turned out, who happens to be Jewish, and the reason that's important is an American who, of course, his allegiance is to Israel, not to the United States. And so he was spying on the United States for Israel. He was caught. He was put in prison for a long time. But then two presidents, Obama and Trump, essentially released him, pardoned him, and his handler, his Israeli handler. And so Jonathan Pollard is now back in Israel. Now, what does this have to do with blackmail? What does this have to do with nukes? Well, the way that Israel has been blackmailing, not even blackmailing, but threatening to do terrible stuff, is say they've said to the United States, if you don't intervene and you fight our battles for us, spill your blood for us, we are going to fire off our nukes and there's going to be Armageddon because we have them. Now, maybe they're bluffing, maybe they aren't. I'm guessing is they probably aren't, but nobody knows for sure. That happened in 73, the Yom Kippur War, and it happened now with Iran. That Netanyahu said to Trump that, hey, if you don't take them out, we're going to nuke them. And we got the nukes. And, of course, nobody wants a nuclear war in the Middle East. And so Israel is threatening this as a way to manipulate us, like they can't already manipulate us because they bought all of our politicians. But this is what they do. Again, don't take my word for it. Here's a... Let me just get this up here. Hold on a second.
Well, let me bring you back.
Hold on. All right. So this is Jonathan Pollard. This is the spy, American spy, who is spying for Israel, of course, and eventually gets released. So now he's back in Israel, and he lets the cat out of the bag. He essentially says, oh, yeah, we are, you know, blackmailing him, saying if you don't fight our battles for us, we're going to cause a nuclear war. This is supposedly our best ally. Here, don't take my word for it. Here's Jonathan Pollard himself.
Let me bring you back to October 1973 during the Yom Kippur War when Henry Kissinger instituted an arms embargo against us. And what happened? What happened was an A-4 Skyhawk was parked at Tel Nof Air Base with some interesting weapons under its wings. And we told the Americans, take your eye in the sky and take a good look at the airplane that's on that runway. And the next day, the airlift started to Israel, the arms airlift.
So in other words, we threatened their...
We threatened to use unconventional weapons. I'll leave it at that. And so he said, is this what you're... want us to threaten now? I said, absolutely, except this time I want us to go forward with it if necessary. If they think we're bluffing, we go forward with it. Look, as far as I'm concerned, when we are faced with an existential threat, we have the right to use any and all weapons in our disposal to eliminate that existential threat. A lot of people don't know anything about nuclear weapons at all. What they are, how they can be used. And I'm tired of using euphemisms. I'm tired of saying, well, we have something, you know, in the basement, but we won't be the first to introduce nuclear weapons in the Middle East.
The brazenness is, on one hand, refreshing. On the other hand, chilling beyond belief. Just when you thought that Israel could not be more, as a country, amoral and satanic and just pure evil. Here's Jonathan Pollard, this spy, this traitor we had in our prisons for decades. Just pretty much saying, yeah, you want to call our bluff? We'll start a nuclear war. Israel is all about Israel. They're not allies of ours. They're not our best friends. They manipulated us for so long, it's unbelievable. Read the Epstein files. Just a fraction of the Epstein files. Read just a little bit of how our government, along with Israel, has been protecting Epstein forever. It is satanic. It is demonic. They're conducting a genocide right now, Christians and Muslims being attacked, being killed, being burned alive. I am not exaggerating. The documentation is all over Twitter. It is unbelievable. And I'm someone who had been a strong supporter of Israel for decades, decades. And this thing now about, well, if you criticize Israel, you must be an anti-Semite. Screw you. That ship sailed a long, long time ago. No one's buying that crap anymore. Israel is run by monsters, messianic monsters, and they're willing to do anything, and I do mean anything. You just heard Jonathan Pollard. You just heard this traitor. Let the cat out of the bag. How President Trump could have been, I'm assuming, hoodwinked to fall for all of this is beyond me. He's begging different countries now to help him keep the Strait of Hormuz open. Well, I thought that was a no-brainer because we leveled everything in Iran. Except Iran doesn't know that. They keep fighting back. They keep sending missiles. What a mess. And this is from our closest ally?